This is the trifecta, and yes, it is ladies' night. I am not Jim, for all good purposes.
You're not Jim?
I am not Jim.
All right.
Thank God, right?
You don't look like Jim.
Well, thank God.
You look funny from this direction.
I know. But
you're not in your usual place. Hey,
but that's okay.
With Danielle doing the weather and you two ladies here, it really is Ladies' Day at the trifecta.
And I don't know how to start a Monday off better, actually.
I don't actually.
It feels like Friday because of how much fun we're going to have, but it's Monday.
Yeah.
Why not have so
this
much fun on a Monday? But
just fast, real quick.
I am Carolyn, better known as Dr. Sports in these parts. Sitting to my right, Cassandra, and through the glass is Roger, of course. So two of the three are not here.
Where are the other guys?
Well, that's actually, we're going to jump right into it. Let's jump into the pre-topic for some semblance of the show. Welcome to the trifecta, 590 WKZO. Numbers to call, 269-382-4280. And because we're nice, you can call in toll-free, 877-382-4280. And of course, the texts, the smecks, and the snexts. Did I get that right?
I think
you
so.
Got that right.
It's tough. To 80373, and let's get to the pre-topic. Where the heck are Jim and Jay? It is Monday after all, and this is a fun show to do. So where the heck could they be? We're going to ask you guys that, and you know, you don't necessarily have to be correct. I'm going to go with the snarkiest answer. To 80373 is going to get a family four-pack to go see Paranoia, which I've heard is a really good movie.
And I'm watching the texts as they come in, so
okay,
make them entertaining because I don't want to be bored.
Right. I mean, you could go the boring route, I suppose, and just go ahead and give us the right answer because it's not too difficult. If you know Jim...
It's like one of those, most creative may win this.
Right. If you're familiar with Jim...
It doesn't have to be reality based.
No, it's like capture this. You know those things where they put the picture up and it's capture this. Where are Jim and Jay? Are they together? Are they separate? Are they,
why aren't they here?
Why are they not at work?
Give us your thoughts on this.
Right. So
what they're doing.
Those along with your snecks and smecks to 80373. And now, if I could get the right mouse here, more semblance of the show. Let's get it started.
Let's do the show.
Just because I do like Jim just a little bit, and I know that's his favorite, so.
Yeah.
The El Sol Elementary Pledge.
He makes that his mission, to go collect those and get the, he takes it very seriously. Jim, if anybody doesn't know, when the flag is supposed to be half-staff.
Oh, he's there.
We all are aware because Jim comes and lets us know that the flag is half-staff. Don't worry, but the bank across the street hasn't done it right today. So we always are aware.
When everybody else is doing it right. Or wrong,
because we're doing it right because Jim has us covered in that department. So have no fear. WKZO has their flag exactly where it's supposed to be at all times.
Yes, you can compare our flags to others.
Right. If you want to know what your flag is supposed to be doing, just drive by.
Yeah, look at our flag.
Because Jim has got it right for us. But I'm Carolyn, she's Cassandra, he is Roger, this is the trifecta. And let's start out something light, because I feel like as this goes on, the two of you may be getting into a few things. As the show moves along.
I just want to say the texts are getting good. I can't say this one out loud, but okay. Keep on coming to 80373. You can't say that one out loud, but it does involve a surgery that we can't talk about where they may be. So anyway.
Keep them coming. 80373.
I saw that, yes.
Where the heck
we can't
are Jim
say
and Jay?
That on the air. Nope.
All right. Well, I'm getting my iPhone out. And Cassandra can. I don't know. Well, you have an iPad, Roger.
Not anymore.
Oh, you don't? All right.
No.
Well, then you're out of this conversation because the newest iPhone is on the way. And I'm looking at this going, you know what? From where I'm standing, I really don't care. And I'm sorry, I have an iPhone. I have an iPhone 4S, and I absolutely love it. But I'm personally not one of those people that's like, oh, there's this new thing coming out that I already have. Why am I going to spend hundreds of more dollars for it?
I feel like the geek fest about it, at least, is getting a little bit comical at this point. I wasn't that excited for the last one.
Yeah.
But this one I'm excited, and that's only mostly because a lot of my buttons are broken, and I still have the old, like, the old plug-in for the, you know, I don't have the smaller plug-in that they switched to. I still have the old one, so I am waiting for the new one. And I am, like, somewhat excited about it because I hear that the screen, they say that the screen's at least going to be a little bit bigger. It's not going to be as big as that awesome Samsung Android one.
See, that one's cool. If I was going to go away from the Apple products at this point, that's what I would go to because of that.
A lot of people did, and they took over for a while becoming number one in the sales because of how their screen looked. And I think a lot of people left them saying, you know, what are we even getting for this upgrade? I mean, and if you use the new maps on the iPhone and you knew what the old maps were, it's so terrible. So hopefully they're going to fix that. But I'm with you. I think that the Geek Fest about it, like waiting in that line or whatever, like I will be pre-ordering this. I'm excited about it. But that's only because my iPhone's broken.
Okay, so in that sense, well, and by the way, it's coming out September 10th is the either projected date.
Or are they making the announcement that it's coming out?
Isn't there going to be a point with a cell phone that there's very few bells and whistles to add anymore that make a big difference? This one's going to have a better camera.
Yeah. And
but
they,
if
I,
you
personally
wanted,
though, I think we're already there.
If you wanted a better camera, you could have gone out and gotten a separate camera that will blow away what any phone will do, whether it's Android or Apple.
But to that point, though, this whole putting your phone and your camera and your computer all in one thing, you're going to deviate from that if you're like, well, if you really wanted, you know, 25 million pixels, which doesn't exist, but if you wanted some enormous amount of pixels on your camera, get a real camera.
Yeah.
Don't depend on your iPhone or your Android or your, you know, $19.99 cell phone to take a high quality picture if you're just going to be like, well, this stinks. You know, I want a photographer, you know, a photography quality picture. Then get a real camera.
Well, it's the lenses are going to be the limitation of either tablet. I went to an Android tablet from Apple. At some point, those cameras have limitations.
Yeah.
And if you can't live with the limitations, then you go out and get yourself a real camera.
Sure.
But this new iPhone is still not going to be able to compare performance-wise with a high-end Nikon digital camera.
Yeah, I think it's going to be another letdown as well. I have a Blade Runner futuristic prediction, however, is that I think one day, at least in my lifetime, I think we're going to see, now I'm forgetting what it's called, you know, like, what are they called? Hieroglyphic, like where you can shoot out and like you can almost like see the person in front of you. Like you'll be able to like, you know how we can Skype on computers?
Yeah.
Instead of that, you'll like, it'll be able to project from your phone. And you'll see the person.
See the person.
You can see the, like in Star Wars, you know?
That's crazy.
I think we'll see that just because I see that is something that we would be able to do right now.
Would you be miniature?
I don't know. I guess you could be any you wanted.
Or will you be life-size?
I don't know. But I just think that may be
something
I see.
I personally would take a lot of pixels if you want to make me full-size.
Maybe we'll see that in our lifetime, but that's kind of like, to me, that at this point, it sounds like the 3D, was it the 3D?
Hologram. Somebody just texted and said hologram. That's what I was
thinking of. But the 3D iPhone, or not iPhone, Android that came out, and everyone's like, oh, check out my 2.5-inch screen with the 3D, and I'm like, it just looks like you're drunk trying to read your text messages.
I just
like,
want a bigger screen, though.
That's not 3D.
I just want a little bit bigger screen. Is that so much to ask for? I don't feel like it is, and I don't know. If they haven't gone on to that yet, then I don't know. And I have a Kindle, by the way, and they do so much better with their internet speed and the way that they use their processors and stuff is so much better. So I agree that, like, I don't know how much better you can get, so I do feel like there's going to be that level of letdown still. But I, as far as mine, I only have the 4, and, you know, right now it's the 4S or whatever. I do feel that I am excited for the new one to come out.
But not for the new phone,
right.
But to give up your existing phone with broken buttons on it.
Well, you have a real reason. The people that are out there, and I'm sorry if I offend you in any way, because I saw this thing. I think it was on, it was a late night show. I think it might have been Jimmy Fallon when the 4S came out. And he, or maybe, I don't know, what, how many of its iPhones there are out there. But when the 4S came out and he took a 4 out and he said, and he called it the 4S and he took it out to people and he found people that had the iPhone 4. And so he's holding the exact same phone in his hand, which is the iPhone 4, but he's telling people it's the 4S, which is promising what? Faster speeds, bigger screen, yada, 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 whatever. And people actually were like cruising through it, you know, browsing on it and stuff, making phone calls, texts, and they're like, yeah, it is lighter. Wow, look at the camera. Wow, look at this. It was the same phone.
It was the same phone.
It was the
and
same
I had,
thing.
I had people that were doing that too. And they were like, oh, you, and they actually were saying to me, like, I don't know what you're doing with that phone. This is the phone that you need to have.
This, and I'm like, It's the same phone. And guess what? This new phone that's coming out from Apple, they're bragging that it's going to have the newest running system or whatever, iOS on it, iOS 7. Well, guess
but
what?
We can get that.
In 2 months or whatever, 2 months later, Apple's going to send me a little notification that says, hey, look, you should update your operating system. And then it's going to let me update my operating system to the same one you're going
to
have.
I just want them to fix maps.
I didn't have to spend $500.
Right.
So...
yeah, I just want them to fix the maps, that's all.
Well, I don't know. Roger, are you going to go out and buy it?
I'm sorry?
No, he doesn't. He's the anti-phone man.
Yeah, I don't want a phone.
No.
Do you even text?
No.
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 I do email.
I don't blame him, though.
I use email like text.
Like, I'm not on Facebook, and I couldn't be happier about it.
Yeah. Now,
yeah,
I'm on Facebook, but I don't do personal stuff. Point people at stuff that I think they should be aware of.
There you go.
Well, September 10th, we'll look forward to that announcement. In the meantime, this is the Trifecta's Ladies Night Edition. We'll be back with more 590 WKZO.
Interesting choices in music, ladies.
I had little to nothing to do with it, but thank you to Cassandra. This is the Trifecta, 590 WKZO. Carolyn Binder sitting in for Jim McKinney. And I guess that means Cassandra Basor sitting in for Jay Morris.
Yeah, I guess I'll be Jay.
And I'm sitting in for me.
Roger Taylor sitting in for himself. And we're glad to have
you. Yeah,
but
you get to play a new role because you're with us. It's totally different.
Is this fun or what for you?
Yeah.
It is. No. I'm just sitting here enjoying myself. You guys are running the show.
And reminder,
you like my music choices, by the way, Roger.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, Cassandra and I share taste in music.
Right.
I'm getting there. But a reminder, we are playing a little game. Goes back to our pre-topic, where the heck are Jim and Jay? Your responses can be texted into 80373. And I'm telling you, you have... little room. You don't have to be accurate whatsoever. You just, the snarkier, the better.
The more creative.
However, we do have to put a little caveat in there. If you want them right on the air, they have to be somewhat
appropriate.
Because we have, in all fairness to the Trifecta crowd, I'm still getting used to you guys. The first couple were hilarious, but we're not going to read them. So good job on the creativity, but we're going to go from there. 382-4280-877-382-4280. You can join us here on Ladies Night as we move along. And another topic that's closer to me, I think, than the other two, but there's a lot to be said about gluten-free foods. And
are you? Do you have a problem with wheat protein?
I actually don't. However, my older sister has a major problem with it. She has celiac sprue disease, it's called. And it's the way that I explain it to people is it's a lot like a nut allergy in that some people, yes, have a low sensitivity to it, or you know, maybe it doesn't bother them as much. If they have it, it's like, oh, I don't feel well, and they get over it. Well, she's on the worst end of the spectrum that you could possibly be. Like, if she has something that is gluten-free, but it was made and put into a dish that at one point, even if it was washed, had gluten subjected to it, she's going to get sick.
Even if it was washed?
Yep. Yep. I mean, there's a lot of money been spent at my house or at my parents' house on bleach to no avail, because that it does no good. It just you have to buy for her. You have to buy new dishes. And so there's an article out in the Boston Globe, the new regulations mandated for gluten-free foods across restaurants and also in stores. And I can tell you, for one thing, my sister has almost 100% completely stopped eating out, because even these restaurants these days, a lot of them, and I'm not saying all of them, I'm not making a blanket statement, that these restaurants that say, okay, we're gluten-free, but they bring her a salad that's full of croutons. That's not gluten-free.
Right.
And, aren't there, you know, gluten-free croutons out there?
But see, that's available. That's what she's talking about. And the reason that, like, we wanted to bring this up especially is because I'm actually on a gluten-free diet, but I don't have celiac.
Then why are you on that?
Right, exactly. I'm on it just for health purposes, because I decided to kind of take on this new thing, and I follow what's called a paleo. It's actually called a paleo diet. And so anything that you would eat that, like, existed back in caveman times is basically what you can eat. It's all about eating raw, nothing that can be necessarily farmed. So the gluten part of it is just part of the diet in general, but I eat the gluten-free foods because otherwise I would go crazy, like, only eating, like, fish and, like, vegetables, and that's right. All I could eat. So I do get the gluten-free stuff, but Carolyn and I talk about this quite a lot, and because what she always has to say is, you know, it's not good that it's become this fad, like, right, for people like me, because they actually are, these foods are made around foods or with foods or by foods that contain gluten. And so for people like her sister, just because this food may be gluten-free, the fact that it was made with all these other foods, you know, that contain gluten,
or it was
deadly.
Made in a bowl that previously
exactly
held.
I mean, it's
right.
Just like, a you know, back in elementary school, and you had that kid in your class that was allergic to peanuts, and anybody who had a peanut butter jelly sandwich in their lunchbox, if the lunchbox was in the classroom, they could break out in hives. I mean, I had somebody in my elementary school that was like that. It had to be absolutely 100% peanut free, or this kid was gonna not be able to breathe. And
yeah,
it's the same thing. Earlier this month, the FDA mandated that any products labeled gluten free or no gluten, using the quoting fingers, must contain no more than 20 parts per million of gluten found in wheat, barley, rye, and other related grains. Well, I got news for the FDA. Any gluten in that, whether if they want to say no gluten or gluten-free, it's got to be gluten-free.
Right.
Or there's going to, you know, or she's going to go to the store, go to the gluten-free section, which those are coming up more and more, which is great. But if she's buying something that says gluten-free and it's still got gluten in it, albeit a very small part, she's going to have a problem.
Right.
And she's not the only one. I'm just using it as an example because, you know, I live in the same city as her. I've grown up with her, and I know what she's going through it from her perspective.
FDA regulations, they have to work with the food processors. And I'm going to tell you something that is a little yuck about peanut butter. Did you know that there is a standard for the acceptable amount of rodent feces in peanut butter?
Oh, good.
Rodents
gross.
In the warehouses where peanuts are stored and processed happen. And the FDA has standards for the amount of rat feces that can be in peanut butter, and it's not zero. And that's the same problem with the gluten-free products.
Right.
Is they're setting standards that the food processors think they can live with.
Mm-hmm.
But
this is an important topic to talk about, just because people don't realize that this gluten-free thing cannot really mean gluten-free, even though the product may be. It's not made with products.
And
that
it could be really dangerous.
Right.
I mean, just that fact. And it goes back to just education. I mean, when it comes to restaurants and things like that, just being educated about it. But we'll talk more about it after CBS News. This is the Trifecta, 590 WKZO.
See.
trifecta. 590 WKZO. Ladies' night continues this afternoon. Carolyn Binder, Cassandra Basor taking over for Jim and Jay. We're having a lot of fun. Roger's stuck with us, but I think he's doing okay, too.
I'm doing just fine. Hey, he had a call during the news update. A woman said her granddaughter is not only allergic to gluten, but also processed sugar.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she went to Europe with a singing group here in town, and to Italy specifically, and said she ended up not paying any attention to her limitations and had no problems.
Wow.
And she came back and said, I must have outgrown it because I ate just regular food.
And
when
I can get fat.
And the first meal she had made her deathly ill.
Oh, wow.
And so saying there's something different in how we process
wheat
in this country and how we use sugar than different than the way the Europeans do.
That's shocking.
And,
yeah.
And to that
That's
point, too,
one
and I don't want to belabor the point to death, but to the point of going to Europe, my mom can't have red wine in America, but mm-hmm. she can have red wine in Europe. So it's all a food processing
issue. Yeah, I think it's
issue, and
our
I think,
processing and our preservatives and stuff like that. But
all right, well, here comes my next test because Bob Larson is getting on the line anyway, and we're going to see if I can get him on the air. Hopefully that works.
Yeah, because this weather is kind of funky today.
I think he's there. Bob, are you there?
Speaking of funky weather, yeah. Hi, Bob.
You just took my word of the day. No,
oh.
No. No, that
hey,
wasn't
hey,
it.
Hey, Bob, it's ladies' night. Welcome in.
Yeah.
I warned him.
We won't be too stingy, but and I just want to say thank you so much for the weekend's weather. I was out at the USTA Championships 10 days straight, for me anyway, and that weekend was just absolutely gorgeous. So thank you from my standpoint for that.
It was a nice weekend. Glad we got to enjoy it.
And what are we looking forward to? Well, do you want to do the weather word? I'm sorry. I'm just kind of going off the cuff because I don't know the order of things here. So let's do the weather word.
We never know the order. We mix and match, don't we?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
we'll do that since you asked. The word is frisky, and I say that because I'm describing what has been a repeating weather pattern over the last several weeks, a very vigorous, I could have used vigorous, but I went with frisky just to be cute, I guess, but very vigorous jet stream that is pushing one cold front after another southward out of Canada right across the area. Each time a front comes through, we get showers and storms. Had some downpours earlier today. Not yet out of the woods with that. Could still be a shower thunderstorm scattered about here for at least the next few hours. But after that, it clears out overnight, and then we go back into unseasonably cool weather for the next few days. Very cool the next few nights, as a matter of fact, probably into the 40s tomorrow night. So it's just one front after another. It's been very vigorous. But I can tell you that the overall weather pattern might be showing signs of change after this cool taste of weather we have for the next few days. I think it warms up again later in the week and might stay warm this time for several days heading into next week.
Roger has a question, but I just want to give you a let me turn that up a little bit for that because
you're looking forward to the cold weather?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm spending too much money on air conditioning, or at least I did last year, and I'm really saving on that. So I'm going to just give you another one. And now Roger has a question.
Bob, is this weather pattern different than the winter weather pattern where we have Alberta Clippers making the same path into the United States?
It's actually a similar weather pattern. This is the August version of that weather pattern. So obviously we don't have Clippers that would have the same type of impact as they do during the winter time. But they typically would have more wind than what we're seeing here in the summer months, and obviously colder. We know that. But
yeah.
The implications are a little bit different, but it's a similar type weather pattern, just the summer version of that.
So the jet stream is in a similar configuration to those that create Alberta Clippers?
Yes, it is. Yes,
okay.
It is around here. Another difference in the wintertime would be that the jet stream would then go on to extend much farther to the south, which is not the case now,
mm-hmm.
As you would imagine, during the summertime. But it's a very similar setup. But as I say, the overall weather pattern looks as though it will be changing for the end of this week and on into next week. What we have seen repeated time and again is a couple of cool days and nights, and it warms up, turns muggy, gets a couple of showers and storms, and it goes back to cool and dry. This time, the warm-up looks as though it will last a little more than just 2 or 3 days. Not saying we're headed for a big heat wave, but I do think it's going to be substantially warmer and more humid for perhaps several days once we hit the end of the week and the weekend and on into next week. So for those who enjoy the heat and humidity, fear not. The summer is not yet over.
How much rain did they get at the airport? Do you know off
over
the
an
top?
Inch. The tally came in at 1.38.
Got exactly 2 inches of rain at my place.
Wow.
I couldn't have poured water into the rain gauge and had it been any more exact.
True downpour.
Yeah.
True downpour. I should point out, by way of mentioning and talking about rain, can't rule out a stray shower tomorrow because the atmosphere will be very unstable. A breeze will kick in at times. It'll start to cloud over. Might be a stray shower, a few sprinkles. But Wednesday and Thursday look to be beautiful.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, thanks, Bob. We appreciate
You're welcome.
It.
Thanks for inviting me in on Ladies Day.
Oh,
hey,
yay.
You can come back anytime you want.
All right.
All right, Bob Larson, our AccuWeather meteorologist. And I, you know what? I like him. I like him a lot. I like what he had to say.
Yeah, good weather. I'm a cool weather guy.
I just haven't had a sunburn yet, so I'm upset about
you
it.
You don't need skin cancer, young person.
No, you don't.
I don't want skin cancer,
you don't
but
want
I do
it either.
Want a sunburn just a little bit.
You can't get a sunburn without increasing your chances of skin cancer.
I don't want to talk about
You know,
about
you're
going
to get old someday, whippersnapper.
What?
Someday you'll be like me.
No.
Well, you won't be as vivacious as I am.
Of course not. This is the trifecta, 590 WKZO, Carolyn Binder, Cassandra Basor sitting in for Jim and Jay, Roger Taylor along for the ride, and this portion of the trifecta brought to you by Bronson Healthcare, rated best in the region for cardiac surgery by HealthGrades. Learn more at bronsonheartandvascular.com. And we remind you that our little game that I made up that people are responding quite nicely to is the snext and the smext of where the heck are Jim and Jay, because they are obviously not at work on this beautiful Monday. And so we're asking you to text in your more snarky answers. My favorite by far is the Stowe Stadium one, and the texting website for me just went down. I don't know if
mine did too.
Okay, well, anyway, they were implying that the guys were snuggling like spoons under the bleachers of Stowe Stadium, which that was my home for
which
the
is
past.
An interesting visual.
Right, yes. Yeah. If you don't know where Stowe
Them
Stadium
spooning is. Oh, poke my eyes out.
With plastic spoons. Thank you very much. But anyway, we'll get that texting website back up and keep the texts coming. We'll get them. But by far, I would have to say that one is a winner, because I was at Stowe Stadium for the last 10 days.
So tell us, how did the tournament turn out?
You know what? From an outsider's perspective, and
you weren't an outsider. You just said you were there for 2 weeks.
I was, but I'm by no means a tennis expert. I was the play-by-play voice on Public Media Network and USTABoys.com. We had a great time down there, 10 days in a row with three weather days, I'm going to call them, but just handled beautifully by the tournament officials, got everything rolled out on time. I mean, when it was semifinal Saturday, the semifinals were there, and when it was final Sunday, we played the finals just like nothing had happened. It was beautiful, and actually, for the first time in the 71 years, or the tournament's history anyway, Colin Altamirano is an unseeded player, and he blew through the field in the 18 singles bracket and in straight sets on Sunday, took the national championship. So congratulations to him. He's out of Yuba City, California, and he's headed to New York because what's up for bids at this national championship in Kalamazoo is an open bid to the U.S. Open. It's a wild card draw to the U.S. Open. And so he'll be playing in the main draw of the tournament against guys, you know, the professional guys.
Had he played in the tournament previously, or his first tournament?
I don't remember his name, and you'd think that I'd remember a name like Altamirano. And I've been involved with the tournament for 4 years, And so, you know, you come in as like a 15, 16-year-old, ideally, because there's a 16s bracket and an 18s bracket. And I don't remember his name. So he's seemingly out of nowhere, which is just really kind of fun for me. Again, from an outsider's perspective, I'm not regularly involved with the USTA. And I got some great perspective just from people that day-to-day travel with these kids and are part of these kids' lives on a daily basis. And so that was really fun for me. And then in the doubles, in the 18s, Paul Osterbahn and Ronnie Schneider, of course, if the name Paul Osterbahn sounds familiar, it's because he is a Hackett Catholic Central student and soon-to-be graduate. He's graduating in January. And Ronnie Schneider, Paul Osterbahn won the 18 doubles, and so the same prize is given to them. They're given the wild card bid into the main draw of the doubles tournament at the U.S. Open. So they are headed to New York in a couple of weeks as well. That takes place at Flushing Meadows, New York, in I don't know the exact dates, but I know it's in a couple of weeks. And so that's just a really fun thing. And just I love rooting for the underdog. I don't know about anybody else out there. But from that perspective, it made the 10 days straight of tennis just something really fun to watch.
Question from Mr. Sports to Dr. Sports.
You pose that question, I'll answer it for you after this.
Okay. Is there a female counterpart to the USTA tournament?
That's a good question.
There is. It's not played in Kalamazoo, but yes.
Tell me about it when we come back.
We will. This is the trifecta of 590 WKZO. This is the trifecta of 590 WKZO. Great song. Good job, Cassandra. Oops, sorry. I might as well turn you on if you're in here. I don't know.
Am I
there?
There
we go. All right.
You got me. It's gonna. They're a little alternative, but then there's a few throwbacks that are coming up. So that's good. You'll like them. Roger will like them.
Roger, too. You here?
Yeah, I'm here now.
Okay. We got serious business to do here.
So we can't talk about the female counterpart to the USTA tournament?
We absolutely can.
I don't think we ought to put women's stuff on the back burner.
No.
Especially not.
I wouldn't think I'd have to remind you of that.
No.
We were talking alternative music and you missed it.
And you missed that whole conversation. That's over.
Yes.
Well, the news department wanted to know if there was a backup on US 131.
Oh, okay.
And our listeners would have called us and alerted us to that.
Exactly.
Had there been one. And so I was busy, and it was work-related. I wasn't just chit-chatting.
I do want to say also our listeners are still texting in, and one of our texters thinks that Jim and Jay are atop Bell's having some brews.
During
with
the break,
a key and a kite and a key?
Yeah. A friend of mine from years ago called, and he thinks Jay and Jim went to Washington, D.C., that with all the politicians out of town, they have a hot air surplus.
Oh, there you go.
And so Jim and Jay are there sucking up that hot air.
That's good.
Yeah. I like that one. What we're doing, we are guessing where Jim and Jay are, and at the end of the show, I will name a winner. You can text in. You can talk to Roger if you want, 382-4280. Toll free, 877-382-4280. You can text in your answers to 80373, and I'm telling you, the smarmier, the snarkier, the more creative, the better. But if you want them read aloud, you want us to talk about them, of course, it's got to be appropriate. I'm Carolyn Binder, Dr. Sports. She is Cassandra Basor, and he is Roger Taylor.
So I've got a bone to pick. You just said you can call in and talk to Roger if you want to. And there was a tone of voice in that I didn't much care for.
That's why there's a plate of glass between you guys. We can say whatever we want.
Exactly.
We can't lock the door in here, though, can we?
No, we can't. No. But he can't lock his door either. So.
That's true. But I'm a lot bigger than you guys.
Speaking of,
I'm really quick, though.
Yeah, that's true.
You are. And I think you could take him down.
So easily. Are we going to answer my question?
Okay.
Yes, there is a woman's
counterpart. But then I want to move on because I don't care about tennis.
Okay.
Ooh, wow. Okay. Snap. Well, we're gonna get to something that this is your wheelhouse.
Okay, I'm waiting.
Are we going to answer my question?
Yeah, here we go. I'm waiting.
You
here
guys
we go.
Keep interrupting
Ready?
Me. Yes, go. There's a woman's counterpart to the USTA tournament. It is in California because if there was a boys and a girls, it would just be in Kalamazoo. That I think that would be too much, unless they did it on different dates. But yes.
Is it held the same time as the boys tournament?
Yes, and the same qualifications, the same rewards.
They
for the
get
champion.
To go to the U.S. Open?
Yes.
So there's no sexual discrimination whatsoever?
No. Except for, here's an interesting thing. I got into this with Bob Wood. He's the media relations director of the USTA boys here in Kalamazoo. He's like, well, they only play best 3 out of 5 sets, where the men play best 3 out of 5 sets.
What is, uh-huh. What is this sound?
We're getting out of here because we're getting close to the top of the hour.
Yeah.
And the women only play 3 total sets.
Ah.
Because women can't play 5 sets. They
the can song play is them. Let's Go.
Yeah. Oh, I got it. That's and then no more the tennis.
Trifecta.
Like, let's go. No more tennis.
The trifecta continues after CBS News and Kalamazoo's news from the WKZO.com newsroom on 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.